la 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 la.
Hello friends, the tents under it today are USA Northeast 10 number 1 and San Francisco. Now we're going to hear USA Northeast 10 number 1.
Friends, it's really an honor and a privilege to be with you for this lesson prep tonight. And, you know, just based on the reading that we had, it's really a joyous time to be in our work together. It's amazing time. It's the Creator has given us such a blessing as far as the events that we see occurring in the world. And we want to be in a place where we use everything that the Creator has given us for the benefit of all humanity. The important part is for us to integrate ourselves into the process, especially with dissemination, because it's so important that humanity is educated as to what's actually happening in the world. And this is where we come in. We get to be these conduits, as Rob mentioned, and these cables that Rob mentioned in a lesson a few nights ago, and be able to connect the public with the Creator. And what a privilege it is to be in that place. So let's use everything that we have in this lesson to fulfill our roles together. Let's be in this lesson where we feel one another and we feel our hearts that we're inclined to do the work that the Creator wants us to do. And we want to be like our Father. We want to bestow like Him. L'chaim, friends, and thank you.
It's such an honor to be with you. And yes, thank you to the lesson preparation team for giving us the opportunity. And the Passover Exodus is such a dramatic, right? Like, you know, through all the plagues and nature talking to us, Elohim, the Creator, is talking to us, the conversation that every day we're given a gift, so we're given a chance to live, to connect, to attend. And these days, you know, with the family lockdown and homeschool and kids, and people are starting to learn their neighbors, and they're starting to see the world around them. And the Zohar passage we're reading is talking about one soul. You know, how do we find this one soul in our ten? How do we complete our ten? How do we find all of humanity in this one ten? How do we find the Creator there? How do we strengthen the ten? How do we hold on to all of the light that we will get in the lesson, so we could pass it on, so we could be a conduit, so we could unify and pass it on together. Thank you, friends. Let's hold on to our entire lesson.
Asaf. All the souls in the world must unite into a single soul that emerges out of all the souls, and they become one. Just as in the beginning of creation, when only Adam was created and bore children from his zivugim, as well as sons who follow in his footsteps from zivugim of zivugim until this world was made with 70 nations, and out of them the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will merge with one another until one man is made out of all of them, like Adam HaRishon. Baal Sulam, man's actions and his tactics. We'll read it again. All the souls in the world must unite into a single soul that emerges out of all the souls, and they become one. Just as in the beginning of creation, when only Adam was created and bore children from his zivugim, as well as sons who follow in his footsteps from zivugim of zivugim, until this world was made with 70 nations, and out of them the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will all merge with one another until one man is made out of all of them, like Adam HaRishon. Baal Sulam, man's actions and his tactics.
Okay, friends, listen up. The topic for our active workshop. Let's describe the state in which all the souls in the world unite into a single soul and become one. Again, let's describe the state in which all the souls in the world unite into a single soul and become one. Let's invite the light.
It's a beautiful situation where we are above our egos in the connection between us. We discover a new field after we resisted to unite. We got help from the Creator, and now we're living in two opposites, below our ego, our will to receive, and above it is a common field where we are as one. Shai.
Baal Sulam says in another article, he likens it to a part of the body that was severed from the body and thinks that his entire world is his organ and he lacks any livelihood compared to the state where that organ returns, reattached to the body, and the body feels the organ and the organ feels the rest of the body and he returns to be alive.
Yeah, we, by the power of prayer, we unite the desires, our points in the heart, in this place where the love between us is, and below it our egos. And the power of the prayer, the light, will help us. And in this way, all of humanity will unite with us. And today, like every day, in the lesson, we'll try to be in prayer.
Silent workshop. Let's fill the Creator with all the friend and the rest of the world with love. Again, for Silent Workshop. Let's fill the Creator with all the friends and the rest of the world with love.
משה.
כן רב.
משה.
Yes רב.
יש לנו שאלות, כן? We have questions, yeah?
כן, יש שאלות מוכנות.
שאלות מוכנות.
Yeah, we got prepared questions.
Prepared questions from yesterday. They sent. Maybe we start with that?
We just need to see the questions so we can read them.
Okay. I'll start. And then you'll read and we'll try to answer.
Okay.
שם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקרא לשם קרא לשם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקרא לשם קרא לשם חזק